This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 5th. God's word to you today is faith fundamental. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 6, and it says, "Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." This is taken from the New International Version. Have you struggled to accept miracles when they occur? I am guilty, and I will tell you my story. The voice of doubt is so real, and it keeps a lot of us back. Years ago, when the Holy Spirit first began to lead me to some amazingly accurate words of knowledge, I would struggle. Even though I would give the word of knowledge, in my heart I was struggling. There was a man who was practically clinically blind. Then God said he was healing somebody that was blind. The man came to see me and told me that he had been healed and could see clearly. Guess what I said? "Are you sure? Please go and run a test." I remember the man rebuking me and saying, "I told you I was clinically blind before. Now God has healed me and you're asking me if I'm sure." There was also another instance of a woman. Even though I cannot remember what her issue was, but she was really upset when I told her to go and check. "How can you tell me that? Are you the one carrying the pain?" she asked. I said no, and I did not want the pain. Go with your healing. I struggled, and I'm sure you have had your share of struggles with accepting miracles. It helps to see that these Pharisees were just human beings, but it is still not an excuse. When God does a work, he expects that we acknowledge it. You prayed for the healing and you got healed. How come that is when the voice of doubt can tell you that it is not God that healed you? Where was that voice before when you were in pain? This reveals the fundamental necessity of faith. The fundamental necessity of faith is that we must believe before we see. Otherwise, we will not believe even when we see. If you insist on seeing before believing, even when you see, you will not believe. If you do not believe before you saw, that this is the proof of that. It is a fundamental principle of faith. Faith is believing before seeing. The world prides itself on something called seeing is believing. But Jesus turned it upside down. He says, no, believing is seeing. Jesus is so countercultural. Believing is seeing. We must believe in order to see. In other words, we must believe so that we can see. Jesus said to Martha in John 11 verse 40, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" You have to believe. What is it that is before you? You have to believe. If you want to see God's hands, you must first believe. Can God make a way? You must first believe. Can God make this thing happen? You must first believe. The truth is, it is actually more work not to believe. To doubt is more work, more trouble, more worry. It is actually easier to believe. Do you know that? Just believe this is what God said. Just believe it. The fundamental necessity of faith is we must believe before we see. Otherwise, we will not believe even if we see. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "Anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Help me overcome my struggles and doubts. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.faithfundamental.org. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.